Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The Cow. Fly ball! Watch it fly! Cal Raleigh, how far? Wow! Number 59! Fly ball to right field! Number 60!
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Aaron Goldsmith doing an awesome job with the Cal Raleigh home run calls for Seattle Mariners television. That is awesome. And, you know, we figured out a couple days ago that Stone Cold Steve Austin's WWE theme music makes football highlights sound better. Not so bad for baseball either. The big dumper now, favorite to win American League MVP at our show sponsor BetMGM, minus 200. And Aaron Judge, who might win a batting title to go along with 50-plus homers, plus 160. Fascinating chase for AL MVP. Joining us right now on the show to break down AL MVP, the final weekend of the Major League Baseball regular season, and what we think we're going to see come Monday morning when we get to talk playoffs is the great Jim Bowden, former Major League Baseball general manager, executive of the year, CBS Sports HQ, MLB Network Radio, The Athletic. Jim, I just checked my watch. What time is it?
Baseball time, baby. You know that, Nick and Femi. It's baseball time, baby. Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's start with AL MVP, and then we can talk about what we expect to happen this weekend. Raleigh minus 200, Judge plus 160. Do you see it that way, that Raleigh should be that big of a favorite, Jim, to be American League Most Valuable Player?
Yeah, Nick and Femi, I think Cal Raleigh's going to win the MVP. If you asked me that 10 days ago, I had Aaron Judge winning it and Raleigh behind him. But once he got to 60 home runs, I think Raleigh's going to win. Now, if this was decided by the algorithm, if we put everything into the numbers, Aaron Judge would win MVP. But that's not how this works, right? It's up to the writers to vote. And the narrative around Cal Raleigh is just so special. I mean, we're witnessing the greatest year any catcher has ever had in the history of baseball. It's unlikely we ever have a catcher that is able to repeat what Raleigh has done this year. And it's not just leading the league in homers and RBIs. It's not just breaking the switch hitter record and going past Mickey Mantle. What he's done defensively is what's going to put him over the top. He has been really good at framing pitches. He's been really good at handling the Mariners pitching staff and helping them win the American League West. And so when you look at the full package, the catching, the home runs, and the storyline, right? When you put that all together, I think the voters are going to give it. It's going to be a close vote. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not saying this is slam dunk, but I do strongly believe in talking to as many writers as I have that Raleigh's going to end up edging out Judge. Now, Judge will end up winning the Hank Aaron Award, right, for the best offensive player of the year. And, you know, he in my mind is an MVP. He is. And the numbers say you should be. When you have that slash line, you should win it. But I'm sorry. Cal Raleigh's had an unbelievable year. And without him, the Mariners aren't here. He's the MVP.
Aaron Judge, the lesson, I think, needs to probably just do some more squats. Maybe get him over the line next year for American League MVP. Let's, Jim, let's talk the American League East here. And just to provide a little context, from some of the bettors that we've talked to over the course of the week on the show, I think a lot of them believe that if the Yankees win the American League East and get the one seed in the American League playoffs, that the Yankees are going to go back to the World Series and win the American League pennant. So I give you that as context to ask you this question. Toronto minus 190 to win the AL East, the Yankees plus 165, Blue Jays weekend set at home against the Rays, the Yankees entertain the Baltimore Orioles. Who do you think ends up winning the American League East? And do you see it that way, that if the Yankees end up winning the division, they are your favorite to win the American League?
Yeah, so let me take you through this. The tiebreaker goes to the Blue Jays, right? So if they're tied, the Blue Jays win the division, and that's a problem. Remember, the Yankees don't have Max Fried, and they don't have Carlos Rodon this weekend, right? They're going to save them. If they're the wild card team, they're going to pitch games 1 and 2. So you're counting on Will Warren tonight, Cam Schlittler tomorrow, Lewis Heel on Sunday. And I think if they win 2 out of 3, which is, I think, realistic, I don't think that's going to be enough to win the division, because I think Toronto, with that Dalton Varsho home run last night, I think, you know, with that home field screaming at them, the whole country of Canada yelling at them, I think they can win 2 out of 3 this weekend too. And if they both win 2 out of 3, then Toronto wins the division. And I think because of the tiebreaker, I would say Toronto's going to win the division. I don't think it's really that important, though. I think the Yankees running out there, Fried and Rodon in the wild card, I believe they'll beat the Red Sox, who I think will be the second wild card team. And then they'll get to face the Blue Jays. Certainly the Blue Jays will have home field advantage, but I'll be taking the Yankees over Toronto if we get that far. Now, in terms of your question, I will answer you honestly. Number one, the best teams don't always win. And if I had to rank the two best teams in the American League right now, I've got Seattle 1 and the Yankees 2. So right now I have them meeting in the ALCS. Now, the big question with the Mariners is, what are their aces going to do? They haven't been the same as they were a year ago, right? They're not that same dominant. But over the last 3 or 4 starts, they have been. And I think that's the story. If Brian Wu and George Kirby and Logan Gilbert, if they pitch their best games, they can match up with the Yankees. And like the Yankees, this team can score runs. Seattle's a better defensive team. They're really good defensively up the middle. They have the impact closer in the back end of Munoz, just like the Yankees do with Bednar. So I think it's a series that would go 7 right now, and I think they're the two best teams. But look, you've been doing this a long time, Nick and Femi, and both you guys know in baseball, it is a crapshoot in October. Just a couple of years ago, we had 2 wildcard teams, Arizona and Texas, in the World Series, and the Rangers won it all. So best teams don't get there, but if you're asking me right now, I think the Yankees and Mariners are the two best teams, and if the two best teams end up in the LCS, it will be them, regardless of how they get there.
My stomach hurts just thinking about all of this as a Yankee fan, Femi. Like, I'm my stomach's in knots thinking about this, man. We're not even there yet, and I'm already in pain. This stuff's the best.
Oh, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a Mariners fan. This is going to be the second playoffs that we've seen since 2001. And the last time was when the Yankees destroyed them, that team that won 116 games back in that season in 01. Jim, you outlined everything with the wild card and how you see the American League playoffs potentially playing out. But what about the AL Central? And like, can you please put into context what this could potentially be this weekend with the Guardians coming from 12.5 back literally a month ago to potentially winning this division if they're able to finish the job this weekend? Like, how do you put into context this surge for Cleveland and this collapse, unfortunately, for the Detroit Tigers? And what do you see happening this weekend?
Yeah, Femi, so we have never seen a team that had a 10-game lead on September the 6th ever lose the division, ever, in the history of division baseball, and we're going to see it. Cleveland's going to win this division. Scooble's not going to pitch again. They're not going to win. Sorry, it's over. This collapse is historic, but I'd rather talk about Cleveland. because that's been the unbelievable story. They go to a six-man rotation in the month of September, and the six of them combined post an ERA under two. Six-man rotation, three starts apiece, ERA under two. This has been, like, amazing. They just don't give up runs. And, look, they know how to play small ball. Stephen Vogt's a great manager. We saw him get the Guardians to play the Yankees in the LCS last year. We saw them beat Scooble by a couple of bunts, and then he had an error, a balk. He hit David Fry in the face. And if Scooble had won that game, I think Detroit wins the division. They would have had a two-game lead with five to play, and they would have been in a great spot. But that night when Cleveland beat Scooble, to me, that's the night that they're going to win the division. Now, for the Tiger fans, they should be happy because I think the Tigers are going to get that third wild card and hold off Houston. I think the Jeremy Peña injury with his oblique, he's out for the weekend. That's just the last injury. After Alvarez and all the injuries they've been through, I think that's what's going to put a fork in them. And so, Tarek Skubal will pitch game one, and regardless of who they play, Skubal can win his start. And then the question is, can the Tigers win one other one to get to the next round? My best guess is no. It's been an incredible collapse. But that Cleveland pitching, wow. They trade Shane Bieber at the trade deadline. And quite frankly, they can't say it was a mistake because their six starters have pitched better.
Yeah, Cleveland 150-1 to win the AL Central at the All-Star break, 80-1 a month ago to win the division. And now it looks like they're about to accomplish that later on this weekend. This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with Jim Bowden, former MLB general manager, executive of the year in 1999, CBS Sports HQ, The Athletic, MLB Network Radio. Who gets the final NL wildcard spot between the Mets, Reds, and Diamondbacks?
Who cares? Whoever gets it's going to be eliminated in two games, so I don't care. You know, look, I think if the Mets get in, they could win one game against the Dodgers because Nolan McClain pitches. So McClain can go seven, Diaz can go two, and they can win a game before the Dodgers win the next two. But here's the problem that the Mets have, right? Because, I mean, I would tell you the Mets are the best team of the three, but here's the problem the Mets have. They got Sandy Alcantara tonight, right, who on August 31st went seven innings, one run against this lineup. And then tomorrow night they have Yuri Perez they have to face, and the Marlins starter hadn't given up a run in his last two starts. And then on Sunday, you got Edward Cabrera, who's got a 3.5 ERA over 25 starts this year. You got to beat those three guys. And the Mets are 5-5 against the Marlins this year. That's not going to be an easy task in Miami. I mean, the crowds are going to be great. There's no doubt about it. And I would tell you the Mets have the best team and should get in, but I don't think it's a slam dunk. Now, for the Reds, they're not going to have their two best starters. Hunter Green and Andrew Abbott have already, and Nick Lodolo have already thrown. So they're going to have to do Abbott. They're going to have to do Singer. They're going to have to hope to win that way. But here's the advantage they have. If Milwaukee were to beat them tonight and the Marlins beat the Mets, right, then Milwaukee will have clinched home field advantage throughout the playoffs and World Series. What are they going to do Saturday and Sunday? They're just going to get ready for the playoffs. And they're going to have celebrate. They're going to have a hangover tomorrow. So the Reds easily could win two out of three in Milwaukee. And then that'll put the pressure on the Mets to win two out of three against these really tough pitchers. I don't think Arizona is going to get in. So I would tell you right now, maybe the Mets can get in, but I won't be surprised if Cincinnati shocks everybody on Sunday and finds a way in.
As a Yankee fan and a Met hater, I can say maybe Tom Glavine should throw the first pitch out. 2007, 2008, 2025 with the Mets and the Marlins at the end of the season. Marlins were up on the railing that entire game in 2007, final game of the regular season. All right, Jim, you said you think ALCS will be Yankees and Mariners. We don't have an NLCS thought yet. That's okay. We had about 90 seconds, 2 minutes to go. Okay. As of right now, and you can change your mind, pencil, not pen, what's your World Series matchup and why?
Well, I'm going to get the Phillies there, right? So I'm going to have the Dodgers beat whoever the wild card team is. And then I've got the Phillies getting past the Dodgers only because I'm worried about the back end of the bullpen of the Dodgers. I think if Dave Roberts announced that he was putting Ohtani and Sheehan in the back end of the bullpen, I would probably pick the Dodgers. But that's not what they're going to do. And so I'm really worried about the bullpen. And remember, you know, with Will Smith being injured, the Dodgers lineup is very left-handed. And the Phillies have three left-handed starters that they can throw at them. And that could be a factor. And I think the Phillies right now are the best team in the National League if the best team wins. So then I guess at the end of the day, who are they going to play would be your next question. I don't really know where to take that. I'm probably going to go with the Padres over the Cubs and maybe have Phillies-Padres, could be Phillies-Cubs. And then I would have the Phillies playing the winner of the Mariners-Yankees.
So the Padres would be your thought, Jim, of like a wild card team. And if the Yankees are a wild card, you think they'd make a run also?
But I don't feel good about it. It really depends on what does Michael King look like. How's Dylan Cease going to perform in the postseason? You know, he's a free agent. Both King and Cease are free agents. They're pitching for a contract. If they go out there and they shut out the Cubs at Wrigley, they just increase their value in free agency. So they have a lot of I love it when guys have a lot on the line. Remember this about the Padres. They have the best bullpen on planet Earth. And if they're tied after five, they're going to beat you. And so it's tough to do it at Wrigley. I get it. But I guess I really love bullpen and defense when two teams are equal. And I think the Cubs and Padres are equal. So I'll do the upset here. I'll say the Padres beat the Cubs. They end up losing to the Phillies. And we have a Phillies, either Yankees or Mariners World Series.
Oh, I'd love for a 2009 redo. Have a Deki Matsui throw out the first pitch. Jim, final question. Do you have a best NFL bet for the weekend in 30 seconds for our listeners and viewers?
Take Micah Parsons over on the sacks and the pressures.
Jim, a big Dallas Cowboys fan. That is perfect.
I know. It's killing me.
Did you see Jerry today? Said, well, we didn't exactly win Super Bowls with Micah Parsons. Someone needs to take the microphone away. Not from you, because you're the best.
Yeah. No, but Nick, you're right. And as Denzel Washington says, Jerry Jones is absolutely great at the box office. He's just never going to win an Oscar.
Jim, you're awesome. At Jim Bowden, GM on Twitter, CBS Sports HQ, MLB Network Radio, The Athletic. My friend, thank you very much for the time. This is your time of year, buddy. Baseball time. Stay well, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Femi.
The great Jim Bowden joining us here on You Better, You Bet. Mm. Yankees Mariners.
Oh, baby. Brings back great memories from my childhood.
I'm just going to say that
95 was fun.
You were like two. I deserve
it. 5 years old.
I deserve it. The Yankees deserve to win that series. And everyone knows it. On the other side, no.
Freaky Friday.
On the other side,
4-1 Mariners.
We will finalize our survivor play and tell you what we think will happen this weekend in Major League Baseball.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.